The Bella Vista Animal Shelter was established to rescue, rehabilitate, and rehome dogs and cats for the city of Bella Vista. Shelter staff, however, are often pressed to serve abandoned animals from the surrounding rural region. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich traveled to the shelter located on the Arkansas-Missouri border to bring us their story.
The Bella Vista Animal Shelter, located on 3 acres off Bear Hollow Road, was established in 1985. The shelter is a tidy complex of clean, comfortable quarters accommodating hundreds of canines and felines at any given time. Deidre Knight Matney, executive director, has served at the shelter for 16 years. She shows us the kitten room first. A dozen kittens tumble and prowl inside their crates filled with blankets, toys, and bowls containing fresh kibble inside the shelter's headquarters across from Knight Matney's office. The shelter has 5 full-time and 3 part-time staff and lots of generous volunteers, she says.
We do have some volunteers that actually come out and scoop poop on a weekly basis. And then we have many other volunteers who come out and walk dogs, socialize kitties. Other volunteers help us at our fundraisers. We have office volunteers as well that help us answer the phone and direct traffic.
A half dozen municipal, private, and humane society animal rescues and shelters operate in the 2-county area. The Bella Vista Animal Shelter, designed to only serve the city, takes in animals from northern rural Benton County by default.
We had a crate full of 7 kittens left in the parking lot last week. We do know that we do service some of McDonald County in Missouri by happenstance. Many times animals will be brought across the state line and dumped in Bella Vista so that they will end up at our shelter because we are known as a very low-kill shelter.
Right now, the shelter houses 35 dogs and 80 cats. It's partnered with 3 veterinarians who provide medical care at reduced rates. The primary vet is Dr. Doug Parker at Sugar Creek Animal Hospital in Bentonville. Hancock Vet Clinic also pitches in, as does Country View Animal Hospital in Gravette, whose staff make shelter calls nights and weekends. Annual vet bills run around $2,200 per month.
We hold 7 days for an owner to come forward. If no owner comes forward, then they become our property and go up for adoption. The first thing that happens with an animal that comes in is their picture is immediately taken and they are posted on our Facebook site because we are looking for an owner and hoping someone will recognize that animal. The majority of the animals will immediately receive their age-appropriate shots. Such as Bordetella for dogs, Parvo distemper, they're all wormed, obviously given flea and tick treatment. When they go in for their spay or their neuter, if they've not been spayed or neutered yet, and then they will receive their rabies.
Photos of shelter animals ready for adoption are placed on petfinder.com.
We are highly followed on our Facebook page. We have in excess of 10,000 followers. Then we also have board members that will share our Facebook postings to several other local Facebook sites called Bella Vista Neighbors, Positively Bella Vista. Of course, we post on all of the lost and found pet sites.
Knight Matney says more people are choosing to adopt animals in recent years rather than purchase purebred dogs from area breeders.
We do require an approved adoption application. It's a fairly simple 1-page application, but we do want to know if you own or rent your home. If you rent, we have to have your landlord information to be able to verify if there's a pet deposit required. We want to know about any pets that you've had in the past 5 years, living or deceased. Were they spayed and neutered, and who your vet was that cared for them? And we will do a reference check to make sure you are a good pet owner. Our adoption fees for dogs are $60. Cats are $45.
The cost to adopt an animal is a bargain given all the medical services provided to each dog and cat that show up here. The shelter has an operating annual budget this year of $314,000.
Our city contract with the city of Bella Vista only represents 26% of our budget. So the rest of it we have to raise. And that is done through either fundraising, memberships, donations, bequests and memorials, grant writing. I call it the begging for beagles and mooching for mutts, and I'm the head mooch.
Bella Vista, a bedroom community for Bentonville as well as a retirement destination, is also home to many working poor who may not be able to manage household pets appropriately.
That's how we get the strays that are strays that get picked up by animal control or that people bring into us. In many cases, we know for a fact it is because people can't afford to take care of their pets. Many cases, it may just be as simple as a food issue. Now, we will help with food if we can. We will help them any way we possibly can to try to keep that animal in the home and so it does not become a stray. We do not take owner relinquish animals.
At certain times, the shelter has accommodated more than 200 animals, many picked up by law enforcement and dropped off in a secure holding area at the shelter. All shelter animals are kept inside, enjoying air conditioning in summer and heat in winter. All dog pens have access to outdoor runs.
So that everybody gets a chance to go out and play in the sunshine, so they're not always locked up.
Shelter Animal Living Quarters across from the main office is called Nibbles House. We are greeted by huskies, a coon hound, as well as beagle, pit bull, and shepherd mixes, and a woofy purebred Pyrenees. We walk past the dog pens filled with water bowls and blankets into a back section where the cats live.
This is the red room. This is where all of our adoptable kitties are. Makes it easier for the public to be able to identify which cats are available. So that's our color coding. Then they can describe for a sale what about the calico in the red room, and then staff will know who they're talking about and can educate them about that animal.
The red room features a large viewing window for patrons. There's also a comfortable room for unadoptable cats and a special quarters for nursing dogs. Prospective owners will enter the shelter's special meet-and-greet room inside Nibbles House, where they can visit with animals under the watchful eye of staff. The shelter is open every day, 10 to 4, except Mondays. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
And you can find a slideshow of the Bella Vista Animal Shelter at ozarksatlarge.com. The nonprofit shelter welcomes contributions, volunteers, as well as pet food, blankets, bleach, and toys. You can find out more at BellaVistaAnimalShelter.org. And the shelter is hosting its 12th annual Wiener Takes All Arkansas State Championship Dachshund Race Saturday, beginning at 11 a.m. at Loch Lomond Softball Complex in Bella Vista. The fundraising event is free and open to the public.